Welcome back to another insightful chapter on brain function. I'm your host, Randy Bignell, and I'll be walking you through an essential aspect of brain chemistry. Today, we're diving into the fascinating world of neurotransmitters, those tiny chemical messengers that shape so much of our daily lives. From mood and motivation to memory and movement, neurotransmitters play pivotal roles. Neurotransmitters are chemicals that facilitate communication within the brain and nervous system. Acting as signal carriers between neurons, they allow information to pass from one cell to the next, shaping everything from our mood to our motor skills. One of the most well-known transmitters is dopamine, often called the feel-good chemical. Dopamine is linked to our brain's reward system, reinforcing behaviors that bring pleasure and encouraging us to pursue goals. When dopamine levels are balanced, it promotes feelings of motivation and satisfaction. However, an imbalance can lead to psychiatric challenges like depression, addiction, and schizophrenia. In a similar vein, serotonin helps regulate mood, appetite, sleep, and social behavior. When serotonin levels drop, symptoms of depression, anxiety, or obsessive-compulsive behaviors can arise. This is why medications such as selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, or SSRIs, aim to increase serotonin levels, alleviating symptoms of these mental health conditions. Another key player is gamma-aminobutyric acid, or GABA, the brain's primary inhibitory neurotransmitter. By slowing down brain activity, GABA keeps our nervous system balanced and stable. Drugs like benzodiazepine, which enhance GABA activity, are often prescribed to relieve anxiety and aid sleep. On the opposite side, we have glutamate, the brain's primary excitatory neurotransmitter. Glutamate stimulates neurons and supports processes like learning and memory. However, an imbalance in glutamate levels can contribute to conditions such as Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease. There's also acetylcholine, central to cognitive functions such as attention, memory, and arousal. Reduced acetylcholine levels are implicated in neurodegenerative diseases like Alzheimer's, where memory and cognition progressively decline. Finally, endorphins serve as natural painkillers and mood elevators. They're released during pain, stress, or even exercise, producing a sense of euphoria known as the runner's high. In essence, neurotransmitters regulate our thoughts, emotions, and behaviors. Research into these molecules is crucial for developing treatments for neurological and psychiatric disorders, offering hope to those affected. That wraps up today's exploration of neurotransmitters and their profound influence on our minds and bodies. I hope you found today's journey through brain chemistry as fascinating as I did. Join us next time as we explore another aspect of the human brain and its remarkable abilities. Thanks for listening.